Good morning, this is Gianna and Annabelle with your 9am Zlines. In local news, thousands of cars have been damaged across southeast Queensland and parts of New South Wales in recent weeks as a result of hailstorms. The recent storms have led to about 40,000 insurance claims for smashed windscreens, body damage and some complete car write-offs. Suncorp's head of national assessing said the company had received about 65,000 claims, while RACQ received over 8,000. Most insurers are encouraging impacted customers not to wait to make their claim so they can get back on the road as soon as possible. And women in regional Queensland are waiting 4 to 9 months for diagnostic mammograms, compared to 3 to 4 weeks in metropolitan areas. Chief Executive Officer of the Australian Diagnostic Imaging Association, Chris Kane, said its members were reporting women in metro areas typically waited 3 to 4 weeks for diagnostic breast screening at private radiology clinics. Mr. Kane also notes the potentially tragic consequences of long wait times for mammograms. The federal government says it is currently reviewing Medicare-funded diagnostic breast imaging services for rural areas.
In national news, 4 renters from Indigenous communities in the Northern Territory have won a case against the state government's rental increase scheme. The remote rental framework was found to be unlawful by the state's High Court and led to a 68% increase in rent prices for First Nations people in 2023. The Australian Lawyers for Remote Aboriginal Rights said that no tenants had been consulted prior to the framework's implementation, and said that the state government had been unlawfully collecting $9.2 million in extra rent. This is a much-deserved victory for the many families who've been battling to keep their heads above water, said ALRAR lead solicitor Daniel Kelly. Now is the time for the Northern Territory government to start the conversations with remote Aboriginal public housing tenants about what rent methods work for them, he said. And another PlaySand product has been pulled from Kmart and Target shelves in the ongoing saga of asbestos fears. The Make Your Own Unicorn Sand ornament contains loose coloured PlaySand and plastic ornaments. The ACCC's product safety watchdog said the sand may include asbestos, a prohibited substance in Australia. A recall notice said asbestos had been detected in some samples after laboratory testing. However, the risk of any of the sand being airborne or fine enough for inhalation is low. People have been urged to stop using the product immediately and follow the online guidelines for asbestos disposal.
In international news, the European Commission has proposed use of frozen Russian assets to raise 90 billion euros for Ukraine to cover military and basic services against Russia's war. The EU executive body has declared it favours a, quote, reparations loan using Russian state assets immobilised due to their invasion of Ukraine. The Belgian government has expressed concern that the country could bear the brunt of any future legal action carried out by the Kremlin. More than two-thirds of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization members have now committed resources to the Prioritize Ukraine Requirements list. Meanwhile, the Secretary-General Mark Rutte has said Donald Trump is the only person who can break the deadlock in the war in Ukraine.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy, but don't be fooled because the UV will be as unforgiving as usual. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The river is reaching king tide now and should drop back down by 4 p.m. this afternoon. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.